Hello, Blue Jackets fans. It's time for CBJ Rewind, presented by Kemba Financial Credit Union. Here's Dylan Tyrer with all the big goals, great saves, and post-game comments from yesterday's Jackets game.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell 3-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning in their first-round Stanley Cup playoff series, and now the Lightning lead the Blue Jackets 2-1. Tampa found themselves ahead 1-0 in the first period after Alex Killorn beat Jonas Korpisalo at 15:48 with his second of the postseason, and it would be 1-0 going into the second period. But early on, Riley Nash evened things up with his first of the postseason.
Back along the end boards to Braden Point. Skates it to the right wing side, back to the blue line. Pass across. McDonough couldn't do anything with it except push it toward the left wing corner. The Blue Jackets are hemmed inside their own zone. Eric Chernak bobbles the puck on the far wall. The Blue Jackets trying to take advantage of this. Pass up the left side. Riley Nash with a shot, and he scores! Riley Nash put it in the upper right-hand corner, just like a postage stamp. That's a good bingo, and the Blue Jackets have tied this game at 1.
With things tied up at 1-1 in the second period, Jonas Korpisalo stood tall with one of his 31 saves on the night.
Wall wins the faceoff cleanly. Seth Jones, inside of his own end, passes ahead. Got broken up, and here comes Killorn. Passing to Cirelli, trying to get it to Kucherov, and a great save is made by Korpisalo. Even though it bounced on Kucherov, he was able to get it on the backhand. He was in tight on the goaltender, but Korpisalo stays tall and makes the save, holding on for a faceoff.
Unfortunately for Korpisalo and the Blue Jackets, Braden Point would break through for Tampa Bay at 14:16 of the second period, putting them on top 2-1. Then at 18:53, Victor Hedman scored his first of the postseason to make it 3-1. Trailing by 2 goals going into the third period, the Blue Jackets needed some momentum early, and they got it from Eric Robinson. A minute and 37 seconds into the final period, he scored his first of the postseason to cut the Tampa lead to 1.
Murray, pass ahead. They come left side to Nyquist, back to Wenberg, kicked it onto the stick, and then McDonough lifted that stick. Wenberg's on the end boards with it now. Saucer pass to the blue line. Quick shot by Eric Robinson, and he scores! Here's to you, Mr. Robinson, as the Blue Jackets now trail 3-2.
Neither team would score after that Robinson goal as Tampa smothered the Blue Jackets towards the end of the game and held on to win by a final score of 3-2. Afterwards, Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella said that his team simply didn't have enough in the tank as the game went on.
The recap for that game is I thought we played probably our best 11 or 12 minutes of the series so far to start the game. And we're just, as a group, you know, we've been waiting a little bit here. I thought it was going to be the prior game, but hitting a wall with all the hockey that we've played. I have to figure that's what happens tonight, because it was the whole group of us on the 12-minute mark of the first period. We're not the team we need to be, obviously, in the series.
So with the Blue Jackets trailing Tampa 2-1, Game 4 will take place on Monday afternoon. The puck will drop at 3, and the pregame coverage will start at 2 on the Eldorado Gaming Scioto Downs Blue Jackets Radio Network. With your Game 3 CBJ Rewind, I'm Dylan Tyrer.